God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. All of us know someone who is just never happy. It's like their shoes are too tight or something. They can never be happy. They have a good day, they're not happy. They have a bad day, of course, they're not happy. And they always feel entitled to things they think they don't have. They feel like they own the title to happiness, they own the title to the day, they own the title to everyone treating them with kid gloves and being deferential towards them. Such people can never be happy and rarely find joy. In Judges chapter 12, the Bible talks about just such a group of people, the tribe of Ephraim. They had a noble heritage. They were of Joseph's children. And when Jephthah, a man that had given deliverance to God's people and his, had a great victory over the Ammonites, the people of Ephraim came and complained. They said, "Why did you leave us out of the fight with the Ammonites? You didn't even call us to come up and help win the victory. We're going to burn your house down on you." And Jephthah replies, "Look, I and my people, we were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when we called you to come help, you didn't come." Now, whether this was the case or not, the Bible doesn't seem to tell us. What we do know is that these Ephraimites were never happy. Jephthah then asks a question, "Wherefore then are ye come up unto me this day to fight against me?" And eventually, Jephthah fought against Ephraim and won, and there was a great battle that day. Ephraim lost many, many, many thousands of people. What a tragedy. What a loss. What a waste. Now, there's a pattern here. Back in Judges chapter 8, when God had used Gideon to bring victory, Ephraim had been cranky about that. They said the same thing, essentially, that they said to Jephthah here. "Why didn't you call us? Now that you're celebrating this great victory, why didn't you think about calling us?" And Gideon was a masterful diplomat. He says, "Look, what am I compared to you? You know, I just told God earlier that I am from a small family and I'm an insignificant person in an insignificant family. And you all, man, you're something else. What was I able to do in comparison of you?" He says in Judges 8, verse 3. And the Bible goes on to tell us, "Then their anger was abated toward him." In Joshua chapter 17, same tribe, same attitude. They come to Joshua and they said, "Hey, we're a great people. We only have one lot and we deserve more than this. We are entitled to more than this." And Joshua essentially says, "Look, if you be a great people, then get you up to the hill country and cut down some trees. Great is as great does." People who are never happy are going to eventually meet someone who doesn't care whether they are or not. When they complained to Joshua, Joshua gave them the suggestion. Joshua gave them help. When they complained to Gideon, Gideon was a diplomat. He was very deferential. He was very kind to them and very humble. When they came to Jephthah, Jephthah would have none of it. They were of noble parentage. He was not. Everything he'd gotten by, I believe, trusting God and by working and fighting hard. And he was just going to have none of it. And if we cannot be content, there's going to come a day when we're going to find a person who doesn't care whether we are or not. The bottom line is that those who feel entitled rarely feel happiness and never find joy. I don't know what your lot is today, but people who are grateful for what they have so much more than those who have everything but are not grateful for it. They feel entitled. The problem is not how much we have, but how much we feel entitled to what we have and what we do not have. Keep in mind today that every blessing comes from heaven, and every blessing, small or great, that we enjoy from God. And those who recognize God's generosity towards them are much happier than those who have much but little gratitude.